This is the Sakar Merli of the 26th of May 2026. Essence, sweet children, constantly maintain the happiness that God Himself has become your teacher and is teaching you. You are studying Raja Yoga, not Praja Yoga, the yoga to become subjects with Him. Question. What is the wonder of this study? For how long will you have to continue to make effort? Answer. In this study, which you have been studying for a long time, new children go ahead fast. It is a wonder that 3-month-old children can go ahead of the older children because their intellects are sharper. You have to continue to make effort until you pass fully and reach your karmatit stage and become free from all karmic accounts. Om Shanti. Where are you children sitting? In the school of the Unlimited Father. You children should have very elevated intoxication. Whose children should have this intoxication? The children of the Unlimited Father, who are spiritual children. The Father only teaches spirits. He doesn't teach Gujaratis or Maharatis. That is name and form. The Father only teaches you spirits. Only you children understand that your Unlimited Father is the same one who is called God. These definitely are the versions of God, but people don't understand who God is. They say salutations to the Supreme Soul, Shiva. There is only the one Supreme Soul. He is the highest on high, the incorporeal one. God Sri Krishna isn't teaching you. Nor did he ever teach you. You know that the Father of us souls is teaching us. God is incorporeal. People still go to the temples to Shiva to worship him, and so he definitely must be something. There cannot be anything beyond name and form. Only at this time do you understand this. No one in the whole world understands this. It is only now that you have begun to understand this. You have been studying this for a long time. It isn't that those who have only come now cannot go ahead of those who have been coming for a long time. It is also a wonder that even 3-month-old children can go ahead very fast. Some say, Baba, this soul's intellect is very sharp. When new ones listen to this knowledge, they bubble up with happiness inside. All of you are godly students. The incorporeal Father, the ocean of knowledge, is teaching you. God speaks, is remembered. But when? They have forgotten this. Now you children understand that there are some children whose father is also their teacher. However, he would only teach one subject and they would have other teachers for different subjects. Here, the Father is the teacher of all of you children. This is a wonderful thing. There are many children who have the faith that Shiv Baba is teaching them. Sri Krishna cannot be called Baba. They don't consider Sri Krishna to be a teacher or a guru. This one is teaching you in a practical way. All of you sitting here are different students. Baba, the teacher, will teach you until you pass and reach your karmatit stage. Until then, you have to continue to make effort. You have to become free from karmic accounts. You should have the great happiness inside you that Baba is taking you to such a world. There is no other school like this where children would sit and be aware that the Father, the resident of the Supreme Region, will come to teach them. You are now sitting here and you understand that your unlimited Baba comes to teach you. You should have the greatest happiness inside you that Baba is teaching us Raja Yoga. This is not Praja Yoga, yoga to become subjects, but Raja Yoga. It is only by having this remembrance that the mercury of happiness of you children can rise. This is such an important examination, and you are sitting here so ordinarily. Muslim students are taught while sitting on a carpet on the floor. You come here with this faith. You are now sitting personally in front of the Father. Baba says, I am the ocean of knowledge. I come cycle after cycle to teach you Raja Yoga. Whether you speak of the 84 births of Sri Krishna or the 84 births of Brahma, it is the same thing. Brahma becomes Sri Krishna. Your intellect should imbibe this very well. There should be great love for the Father. We souls are the children of the Father, the Supreme Soul, who comes and teaches us. It cannot be Sri Krishna who does this. Sri Krishna would not have taught you like this. Would he have taken off his crown, etc., and come here? The one who teaches you has to be a mature person. The Father says, I have taken a mature body. This is fixed. Shiv Baba teaches you through Brahma alone. It is said, truly, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, carries out establishment through Brahma. They don't understand where Brahma comes from. The Father sits here and repeatedly awakens you children, and then Maya puts you back to sleep. You are now sitting personally in front of me, and you understand that I am your spiritual father. You do know, do you not? It is sung, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is the ocean of knowledge, the purifier, the remover of sorrow, and the bestower of happiness. They never say this of Sri Krishna. He couldn't teach everyone at the same time. The Murli is spoken in Madhaban and then sent to all the centres. You are now sitting personally in front of the Father. You know that Baba taught you in the same way in the previous cycle. It was this same time that is now the past, which is becoming the present. Things of the path of devotion now have to be renounced. You now have love for this knowledge and for the one who is teaching you. When some study with a teacher, they give him a gift. Here, this Baba himself gives you a gift. When he comes here and sees you in your corporeal forms, he feels, these are my children. You children know that not everyone takes 84 births. Even someone who only takes one birth would still go through happiness and sorrow. You now understand all of these matters. This is the genealogical tree of the human world. Number one are Brahma and Saraswati, Adidev and Adidevi. Then the growth of the innumerable religions continues. He is the seed of all souls. All the rest are leaves. Prajapita Brahma is the father of all people. Prajapita is now present at this time. Baba sits in him and converts Shudras into Brahmins. No one else can do this. Only the father changes you from Shudras into Brahmins and then teaches you to become deities. This is the study of easy Raja Yoga. King Janaka attained liberation in life in a second. That is, he became a resident of heaven. People continue to sing this, but they are unable to explain it. The father says, children now become soul conscious. You came here bodiless, adopted bodies and played your parts. We have truly taken 84 births. The Father, who is the truth, only tells you the truth. There will be a kingdom, and so it isn't just one person who studies Raja Yoga. All of you are now changing from thorns into flowers. You now understand whom you call thorns and whom you call flowers. This is a world of dirty thorns. We have been around the cycle of 84 births and have become the residents of hell. We will repeat the history and geography of the world. We will definitely become the residents of heaven again. We become this cycle after cycle. Remember this repeatedly and also explain this knowledge to others. Lakshmi and Narayan belonged to the Sun dynasty. Christ came and there were very few before him. There was no kingdom. The Father has now come and is establishing the golden aged kingdom. Establishment takes place at the confluence age. It is now in your intellects that this is the true Kumbh Mela. There are innumerable souls and the one supreme soul. The Father, the supreme soul, comes to you children to purify you. This is called the Kumbh Mela of the confluence age. Each of you have now each received a third eye of this knowledge. The Father comes and makes you into the residence of heaven. Then there definitely has to be the destruction of this old world of hell. Destruction takes place every cycle. The new world becomes old and the old world becomes new. This will definitely happen. That new world is called heaven, and this old world is called hell. The human population has grown so much. When they can't obtain grain, they know that they have to grow a lot more grain. However, so many children continue to take birth. Where will they obtain grain from? You children now have the guarantee that this old world is to be destroyed. Human beings like this knowledge, but none of it sits in their intellects. It is in your intellects that heaven will come after hell. The deities of the Golden Age have been and gone. Lakshmi and Narayan were the masters of the world and there are their images. There is the original eternal deity religion in the Golden Age. People don't call themselves those of the deity religion at this time. Instead, they say they are Hindus. You children know very clearly that you are becoming deities. Baba is teaching you through these organs. Baba says, how else would I teach you? He only teaches souls because alloy is mixed in souls. You now have to become real gold. You went from the golden age into the silver age. That is, when the alloy of silver was mixed into you souls, you became part of the moon dynasty. You were in the golden age, and you then came down, and the population continued to increase. It is now in your intellects that you have been around the cycle of 84 births through the golden, silver, copper and iron ages. You have played these parts many times. No one can be liberated from his part. Some say that they want eternal liberation, but you in fact are the ones who should be distressed because you have been around the cycle of 84 births. People think that the coming and going continues to take place, and so they ask why they can't be liberated from it. However, it is not possible. Even gurus say you will attain liberation. Remember the Brahm element and you will merge into that. There are many different ideas and opinions in Bharat. There aren't as many opinions in any other country. There are so many opinions here, all completely different from one another. People also study a lot of occult power. Some make saffron emerge and others do something else. People become very happy with that. However, this is spiritual knowledge. You understand that the spiritual father is the father of us souls. Spiritual Baba is talking to us spirits. He comes and tells you the story of true Narayan and the story of immortality, through which you become the masters of the land of immortality and Narayan from an ordinary human. You then become like shells. You have now received a birth as invaluable as a diamond. Therefore, why are you wasting it chasing after shells? How many more years will this world remain? There continues to be so much fighting and quarrelling. Everything is to be destroyed. Death is standing just ahead of you. So who would enjoy the hundreds of thousands or millions that you have? Why not use all of that in a worthwhile way instead? By opening this spiritual college, people become ever healthy, wealthy and happy. This is a hospital and university combined. There is health, wealth and happiness. Truly, you receive a long life with the power of yoga. You become so healthy. You receive limitless treasures. They show a play about Allah, the one who established the first religion. You understand that the original eternal deity religion established by Allah gives a lot of happiness. The very name is heaven. You were residents of the land of peace, and you then first went to the land of happiness, and then continued to come down while taking 84 births. I sit here and explain to you children in this way every cycle. You do not know your own births. I explain them to you. You have taken 84 births. And those costumes are now impure. and you souls have also become Tamo Pratan. Everything Baba tells you is right. Baba never tells you anything wrong. He is the truth. The Golden Age is a viceless world, a righteous world. Ravan then makes you unrighteous. This is a land of falsehood. It is sung, Maya is false, the body is false, and the world is false. Which world? The whole of this old world is false. The true world was in the Golden Age. There is only the one world, there aren't two worlds. The new world then becomes old. There is a difference between a new home and an old home. When a new house is being constructed, you understand that you will go and live in that new home. Here too, new houses are built for the children as the number of children continues to grow. You children should have a lot of happiness. The father says, all the poor, helpless children of myself, the ocean of knowledge, have become completely burnt by sitting on the pyre of lust. I now make them sit on the pyre of this knowledge. I seat them on the pyre of this knowledge and make them into the masters of heaven. By sitting on the pyre of lust, they have become absolutely ugly. Sri Krishna is called the ugly and the beautiful one, but no one is able to understand the meaning of that. Look at what you are now becoming from what you were. The Father changes you from shells into diamonds. Therefore, you should pay that much attention. You should remember the Father. It is only by having remembrance that you will become the masters of heaven. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana 1. Don't waste this invaluable life that is like a diamond, chasing after shells. Death is standing just ahead. Therefore, use everything you have in a worthwhile way for spiritual service. 2. Have true love for this study and the one who is teaching you. Maintain the happiness that God Himself comes to teach you. Blessing. May you use your catching power to catch your original sanskars and become a powerful embodiment of them. The main basis of making effort is catching power. The science is able to catch sound a lot in advance. In the same way, use your silence power to catch your original divine sanskars. For this, constantly have this awareness. I was that and I am becoming that. The more you catch those sanskars, the more you will become the embodiment of them. The things of 5,000 years ago will be experienced so clearly that it will be as though it is a matter of yesterday. Only when you make your awareness so elevated and clear will you become powerful. Slogan. The breath of Brahmin life is happiness. Even if you shed your body, Do not lose your happiness. Abhyat signal. Constantly experience an unshakable, immovable and constant stage. By belonging to the One, those who strike a bargain at one stroke remain constant. However, those who bargain a little at a time keep their feet in two boats instead of one, so they are always in some confusion or upheaval and do not become constant. Therefore, if you want to make a bargain, do it in a second. Don't break your heart into pieces. Om Shanti.